But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Anybody know that the word has validity? That anything you need is in the word.
Welcome to the Excellence in Ministry broadcast with Dr. Dwayne Anthony Walker, Senior Pastor of Little Rock AME Zion Church. For the next 30 minutes, get ready for some dynamic teaching, preaching, and insight on the word of God that will guide you to your destiny as a believer. At the end of the broadcast, information will be given about their church location and how to obtain a copy of this message in its entirety. Now let's join the Excellence in Ministry broadcast, already in progress.
Wants your yes. And the truth is, there may have been a time when you readily said yes, but something has happened now. Something has affected you now. And now, after all you have heard, and now after all that you have felt, after all you have experienced, I just want to know, is it still yes? I mean, really, can you still, after all you've been through, after all of your problems and pressures and pain, after all of your sickness, all of your sorrow, can you still tell God yes? Because that's what he wants, you know. He's not interested in how long you've been a member of the AME Zion Church. He is not interested in how long you've been a member of the usher board or how long you've been singing on the choir. He's not concerned about how long you've been serving as an officer in the church. He wants to know, can you tell God yes? Because it's not about what you say.
Hallelujah.
It's about what you do. About what you say. That's why I love this passage. I'm almost through, but the passage before us is a powerfully intriguing and insightful passage to me. And if you recall, the last time we were together, last Sunday, we came out of the same chapter, John 21. And when we left the disciples, they were just sitting down with Jesus around the fire. You know what had happened. They had come in and Jesus had been crucified, and they had got word that he had been resurrected from the dead. And Jesus told the women to have the disciples to meet him in Galilee. And while they were still pondering these things, behind closed doors, Jesus shows up in the midst of them. Behind closed doors, and says, "Peace be unto you." And they were afraid. And after Jesus gave them instruction, the Bible says that he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." And after that, Jesus came back, because one of them, Thomas, called Didymus, was not there when Jesus came. And he heard that Jesus had come, and he doubted it. He says, "Unless I see the nail prints in his hands, unless I see the nail prints in his side, I will not believe." And Jesus, being Jesus, came back in the room.
Yes.
This time Thomas was there.
Yes.
And he said, "Thomas, come here. Look at my hands. Yeah. See the nails? Look at my side. You see the nails?" And he goes and says to Thomas, "Blessed are those who have not seen,
yes,
but yet believe."
Amen. Amen.
Later on, we see after Jesus left that they were still sitting there in the upper room. And as I shared with you last week, that they were all sitting around wondering what they were going to do next. Now what? And Peter said, "I don't know about you fellas, but I'm going fishing." And the rest of them said, "We're going to go with you." And there they were out there fishing all night long. What did they catch? They caught nothing. And Jesus yelled out to them, "Have you any meat?"
Right.
Said, "Nah, he's playing. Nah, he's playing. No, we ain't got no fish." And Jesus said, "Cast your net on the right side."
On the right side. Right side.
And they dropped their nets, and they came up. They had more fish than they had to, they knew to do with. 153 fish.
Amen.
And interestingly, as my research, it occurs to me that number 153 represents every species of fish there is. 153 fish. That was on National Geographic. Anyway, they...
Amen.
And so Jesus now meets them on the shore.
Yeah.
And they had a little fish fry. Yeah, they had a little fish fry. They sitting around eating some fish with Jesus. They had croaker with Christ. Oh, Lord have mercy. And after they got full, I love this part. Jesus calls Peter to him. He calls Peter to him, and he says something that blows my mind and has this very intimate conversation with Peter. Look at what he says. Verse 15. "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than these?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Feed my lambs." He said to him again a second time, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Tend my sheep." He said to him the third time, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me?" Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." And Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep." And I'm intrigued by the fact that Jesus raised this question, "Do you love me?" to Peter three times. And three times Peter had to say yes. And what it helps me understand is that you gotta be careful how you answer that question. Because Jesus asked him three times, because Jesus knew Peter. Did you hear what I said? He asked him three times because Jesus knew this man. And while you wrap around your head that Jesus knows Peter, let me go ahead and announce to you that Jesus knows you too. I said he knows you. I said he knows you. He knows you intimately. He knows you intricately. He knows the you that you show. But he also knows the you that you know. Yeah, that you. He knows you. And that's why he calls him. He calls him. And I love this. He knows me so much. Some things about us that he knows. And the truth is, some things about him, us that he knows, we wished he didn't know, but he does know. Yeah, he knows. He knows. So he says, Simon, look at what he calls him. Simon, son of John. In other words, Simon Johnson. That's his name. See, he called him by Simon Barjona, Simon, son of John, Simon Johnson.
Come on, please.
That's his name.
Amen.
And the reason he called him that because he knows some things about Peter. When he asked this question, the things he knows about Peter and the things he knows about us is that we are sometimes easily distracted. Let the church say easily distracted.
Easily distracted.
I find it absolutely interesting that he does not at this instance address Peter as Peter, but instead as Simon. And Simon is the name that Peter had before. Oh God, he met Christ. Now you recall a very powerful moment in the life of Simon Peter, because after Jesus had been walking with them for 3 years, his earthly ministry is coming to the end, and he has his disciples around him. You remember this in Matthew 16. He has his disciples around him. He raises them to them this poignant question: who do men say that I am?
Come on.
And they began to answer him. Some say you're Elias, and some say you're Jeremiah. And some say that you are John the Baptist that has been come from the dead. But then Jesus said, well, that's all fine and good, but who do you say that I am? And it was Peter who raised his hand and said, I know this question. I know this answer. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God.
Amen.
And Jesus says to him, flesh and blood did not reveal that to you, but my Father that is in heaven. And he changed his name. He says, you are Peter.
Right.
Oh God.
Right.
That because of your confession, you are Peter. And Peter, the Greek word, in the Greek means, Peter means rock. Petros or rock. He says that you are Peter, Petros, rock, and on this rock, the confession of your faith, I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it, and I will give you the keys to the kingdom, that whatsoever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, whatever you loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. He called him Petros. But now he calls him Simon. And I told you that Petros means rock. Now, I don't really know the etymological derivation of the word Simon. But some say that Simon means shifting sand. I need you to hear this. Just bear with me just a little while longer. That he doesn't call him rock, but rather he calls them shifting sand. Tell the truth and shame the devil.
Yes, sir.
Sometimes you are Peter the rock.
Yes, sir. That's right.
But sometimes in our walk, we are like Simon shifting sand. Am I right about it in here? That we are easily distracted. That sometimes we are like Peter the rock. But there are times we find ourselves like Simon, shifting sand. Because there's some moments you will be tempted and to revert to that place you were before you first met the Lord. And that's the area, listen to me, that Satan is going to tempt you.
My Lord.
And that's the area where Satan is going to attack you, at that place that you were before you met the Lord. Anybody still here in this place? That's where he's going to tempt you.
Yes, sir.
See, because Satan knows he's not as successful when you are Peter the rock.
That's right. Come on.
So he's saying to Peter at this point, Simon, do you love me more than these? More than what? Do you love me more than your distractions?
Yes.
Because there will be times when you are tempted.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
I want to know, can you love me then?
Right.
There are going to be times when you're going to be hurt. I want to know, can you love me then? There are going to be times when your loved one is going to be taken from you. Will you love me then? There are going to be times when your job is going to be over for you. Will you love me then? There are going to be times when your marriage is going to be on the rocks. Can you love me then? There are going to be times when your kids are going to go crazy. Can you love me then? There are going to be some times when you're going to be talked about. Can you love me then? There are times you're going to be criticized. Can you love me then? Can there be times when people turn their back on you? Can you love me then?
Praise 102.9 and 92.7 listeners. Get ready for a minute with the doctor.
Praise the Lord. This is Dr. Dwayne Anthony Walker, pastor of Little Rock AME Zion Church. The New Testament contains four books of the Bible called the Gospels: Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. These books are four men's accounts of their experience with Jesus. Matthew was a tax collector. Mark was an author. Luke was a doctor. And John, a fisherman. People of God, without these four different perspectives of Christ's ministry, we could not get a true picture of who Jesus was, how he operated as the Son of God, and how he became the Savior of the world. If you want to know who Jesus is, here's the good news. Found in these four books, you will discover Jesus was crucified on the cross, Jesus was buried in the grave, and on the third day, Jesus rose from the dead for the sins of the world and eternal life for those who believe. And that is a promise from heaven. Please come join us at Little Rock AME Zion Church for our Sunday morning worship experience at 10 a.m. For more details, call 704-334-3782 or visit our website www.littlerockamezion.org.
And see, there are three common characteristics of people of God. And you look through scripture, you will observe that all the people of God, what all the people of God have in common. And we discover that none of them were perfect. Am I right about it?
Amen.
Look at Abraham. He wasn't perfect. Look at Moses. He was not perfect. Look at David. You know he wasn't perfect. Look at Elijah or Jeremiah. None of them were perfect. But what they have in common, what we can determine about them, is that they all possess three characteristics. They all were faithful. Somebody say faithful.
Faithful.
They all were obedient. Somebody say obedient. And they all were worshipers. Somebody say worshiper. The three characteristics that God can use is when a child of God is faithful, when he's obedient, and when he is a worshiper. He wants us to be faithful. The Bible says, be thou faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life. But the truth of the matter is, I've said this before, that some people have misread that, that when the Bible says, be thou faithful unto death, they have misread it to say, be thou faithful until. Some people are faithful unto, but some are only faithful until.
Hallelujah.
I'm faithful until. See, because see, we can count on you as long as you get your way.
That's
my Lord, my Lord.
We can count on you as long as you're leading it. We can count on you as long as you're singing the solo. We can count on you as long as you're the one frying the chicken. We can count on you as long as you're the one that's getting the plaque or baking the cake. But as soon as something happens that you don't like, then we can't find you no more.
Hallelujah.
Some people are faithful until. But God wants you to be faithful unto, because you're not here serving man. You're serving God, and you got to be faithful unto death. Somebody say faithful. God wants you to be faithful unto. You can't just be a sometime saint. You can't be a fair weather Christian. You got to be faithful all the time. You got to be faithful when you like it. You got to be faithful when you don't like it. You got to be faithful when your name is called. You got to be faithful when your name is not called, because you're serving God and he wants you to be faithful. That's everlasting devotion. And secondly, he wants you to be obedient. Simply put, whatever he says do, that's what you do. Whatever he says go, that's where you go. Whatever he says say, that's what you say. You got to love him all the time. Oh my God, you got to be obedient. And whatever it is he says, you ought to do it. And not try to find a reason not to do it, but find a way to do it. I know you say, well, I really love the Lord. I love the Lord, hallelujah. I love the Lord, but I ain't got a tithe.
Come on now.
I love the Lord, but I ain't got to pay that $200.
Come on.
I love the Lord, but I really don't have to come to Bible study. I love the Lord. I don't even have to come to church half the time. But I love the Lord. But if you love the Lord, you will tell God yes all the time. You will be faithful, you will be obedient, and you will be a worshiper all the time if you really love him. It will show up not in what you say, but in what you do. If you love him, you'll do what he says. You will go where he tells you. If you love the Lord, when you hear him say, love the Lord with all thy heart and all thy mind, all thy whole soul, all thy strength, you'll say yes. When you hear God say, present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, you'll tell God yes. When you hear the word said, give and it shall be given unto you, pressed down, shaken together and running over, you'll say yes. When you hear the Lord say, bring all the tithes into the storehouse, and may be meat in my house, and prove me if I want to open up the windows of heaven and pour out blessings, you'll have room enough to receive, you'll tell God yes. When he says, be the salt of the earth, you'll say yes. We say, be the light of the world, you'll say yes. We say, be the city that sits on the hill, you'll say yes. You'll say yes all the time. Not just sometime, but all the time. You'll say yes when the sun is shining. You'll say yes when it's cloudy and gray. You'll say yes when you feel good. You'll say yes when you don't feel good. You'll say yes when your name is called. You'll say yes when your name is not called. You'll say yes because you're not coming from your mouth. It's not coming from your mind, but you'll say yes because it comes from your heart. He wants an everlasting devotion. I don't know about you, but I'll say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, I will trust you and obey. When the Spirit speaks to me with my whole heart, I'll agree. And my answer will be yes. It will be yes. It will be yes. Lord, yes. If you love him, say yes. Everlasting devotion. And thirdly, he wants it to come from your heart. Peter, do you love me? Yes, Lord. That's from his mouth. Peter, do you love me? Yes, Lord. You know I love you. That's from his mind. But the third time, when Peter says yes, it came from his heart. If you love me, feed my sheep. If you love me, feed my lambs. If you love me, feed my sheep. He goes on to say, and he said that because the truth of the matter is that you, when you were younger, you girded yourself and walked what you wish you could walk. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands and another will gird you and carry you where you do not wish. He spoke this signifying by what death he would glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he said to him, follow me. See, what he wants is us to still say yes. He knows that we are easily distracted. But what he wants is our everlasting devotion. And thirdly, what he really wants is for us to be effective disciples. The church say effective disciples. When Jesus says, follow me, that's what discipleship is, you know. It means that we are followers of Jesus. That when we follow Jesus, that what Jesus is saying is, do what I do. Yeah. Like the song said, when I move, you move.
Yes, sir.
Just like that. Yeah, somebody know. What I do, you do. What I say, you say. Where I go, you go. And what Jesus is saying, that just as I took care of you, feed my sheep, feed my lambs. Just as I took care of you, you take care of them. In other words, if they are hungry, you feed them. If they are thirsty, you give them the drink. If they are naked, you clothe them. If they are dirty, you clean them. If they are sick, you visit them. If they are lost, you find them. Do what I do. If you are my disciple, take care of my sheep. Take care of my sheep. You see, Jesus did not say take care of your sheep. He says take care of my sheep. That means you got to take care of those sheep, all sheep. Take care of the sheep that you like and take care of the sheep that you don't like. You got to take care of all of them. You got to love them like I love you. You're going to love them all the time. And you got to serve him all the time. God wants your yes. I've come by here to say yes, Lord. And it's still yes. It's not only a yes on Sanctified Sunday, but it's still yes on Miserable Monday. It's still yes on Terrible Tuesday. It's still yes on Woeful Wednesday. It's still yes on Traumatic Thursday. It's still yes on Frustrating Friday. It's still yes on Sorrowful Saturday. It's still yes. It's still yes. It's yes in the morning. Yes in the noonday. Yes in the midnight hour. Whatever you want me to do, I'll do it. Wherever you want me to go, I'll go. Whatever you want me to say, I'll say. And it's still yes. It's still yes. Even though my heart's breaking, it's still yes. Even though I get tired sometimes, it's still yes. Even when I don't feel so good, it's still yes. Even when people talk about me, it's still yes. Even though I lost my loved one, it's still yes. 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 I told them yes then, and it's yes now. My song is still, I am still thine, O Lord. I've heard thy voice, and it told thy love to me. But I long to rise in the arms of faith and be closer, drawn to thee. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where you have died. Draw me nearer to thy precious bleeding side. It's still yes. My prayer is still, have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. You are still the potter. I am still the clay. Mold me. Make me after thy will. While I'm waiting, yielded and still. It is still yes. My song is still all to Jesus. I still surrender all to him. I freely give. I will ever love and trust him. In his presence daily live. I surrender all. I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender.
Thank you for tuning in to the Excellence in Ministry broadcast with Dr. Dwayne Anthony Walker, Senior Pastor of Little Rock AME Zion Church. If you are new to the area and seeking a church home, please feel free to come by our location, 401 North McDowell Street, just minutes from Uptown Charlotte. Our order of services are as follows: 9 a.m. Sunday School, 10 a.m. Morning Service, 12 noon Wednesday Midday Bible Study, and 7 p.m. Evening Bible Study. If you want to know more about what's going on at Little Rock, you can visit us on the web at littlerockamezion.org. Also, if you were blessed by today's message and want to obtain a copy in its entirety, call 704-334-3782. That's 704-334-3782. Little Rock AME Zion Church is a ministry with so much to offer. They have ministries for adults and children, choirs, missions, and outreach that helps inside the church and the community as a whole. And of course, this radio broadcast where God is glorified, Jesus is magnified, the people are edified, faith is fortified, and ministry is multiplied. Be blessed and tune in next week for the Excellence in Ministry broadcast with Dr. Dwayne Anthony Walker on WPZS Praise 100.9 and 92.7 and PraiseCharlotte.com.
You can listen to the word by going to www.praisecharlotte.com. Podcast tab on your desktop computer, laptop, tablet, or smartphone, where you will discover podcasts designed to inspire, motivate, and entertain. Praise listeners, log on to www.praisecharlotte.com and click on the podcast tab and hear the word. Also, if your ministry wants to be a part of the Praise Podcast family, here's your opportunity. Slots are available. Call 704-548-7854. That's 704-548-7854.